Hey everyone, welcome back. It's another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wafshall, inside TCO Studios at Winter Park. What do you think about our new graphics? Do you like them? Thanks, graphics guys. You did a great job. All right, let's get to work. Question number one comes from Charles in Oregon. What, if anything, do you see as a solution to our struggling offensive line? The injuries are really hurting us. No doubt about it, Charles. The Vikings have lost three starting offensive tackles this season. Every team is dealing with injuries, but it seems to be hitting the Vikings particularly hard, especially on the offensive line. The solution is the guys who are able to play have to step up. Those guys can start doing that against the Arizona Cardinals. A good test, because they have a good defensive line with Chandler Jones and Calais Campbell leading the way. Mark has the next question and a suggestion off of the first question from Charles. What do you think about moving Alex Boone over to left tackle, Fusco to left guard, and putting Searles in at right guard? Well, that is an option. You can switch guys around. Another option is to move TJ Clemmings back to the left side, which is where he began training this year. There are a few different options for the Vikings when it comes to the lineup. The bottom line is you got to get five guys in place and get them practicing and playing together so they can pick up some synergy. Our next question comes from Cipriano. Why did they get away from using short passes to move the ball at the beginning of the second half? If the short passes helped us get 20 points, why go away from it? Well, remember, the Vikings only ran four offensive plays in the third quarter, so it's not that they went away from the short passing game. It's just that they had very limited opportunities to run plays. They went back to the short passing game in the fourth quarter. In fact, Stephon Diggs was the primary weapon in the short passing game in the final drive of the fourth quarter for the Vikings. He caught the first five passes of that drive to get the Vikings across midfield, had six catches on that drive overall. A great day for Stephon Diggs, the first receiver in NFL history to have 13 or more catches in back-to-back weeks. Impressive two-game stretch for Stephon Diggs. Can't wait to watch him again on that fast track at US Bank Stadium. Our next question comes from Omar. Do you think Adrian Peterson is the answer for our run offense? Or is it because our offensive line is not opening up enough running lanes? Well, it's always a combination of factors. Football's a team game. You gotta have 11 guys working together. Adrian Peterson would help the rushing game, no doubt. He's one of the best running backs in the NFL, and where he would be particularly helpful is in those short yardage situations. How often have we seen plays like this where Adrian is just bullying his way into the end zone? But we can't count on him coming back. He's eligible to return at some point this season, but that doesn't mean he will return. So the guys who are capable of playing right now have to find a way to get the job done. Our next question comes from Julie. Is Matt Khalil injured reserve or injured reserve designated to return? Well, remember, there's a new rule in the NFL this year with the injured reserve rules. You don't have to designate the player for return at the time you put him on injured reserve. You can designate him later. So once a player on injured reserve becomes healthy enough to play, then the Vikings can designate that player. The next question comes from DK, and it's the last one on this week's edition of the Pick Six. Talk about frustration. Can we just give the division title to Detroit, forfeit the rest of the season, and get our draft picks back? No way, DK. We're still in good position. We're in first place in this division. Technically, Detroit is ahead of us because they hold a tiebreaker, but we played Detroit one more time this season. Our game against them at US Bank Stadium was a nail biter, so the Vikings have a chance to get revenge for that loss when they go to Ford Field on Thanksgiving Day. Vikings, again, tied for first place in the NFC North. A long way to go. Don't give up now. We've come too far for that. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. We'll be back with another edition next week, so please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen. In the meantime, stay tuned to Vikings.com and the Vikings app for more great content. It will be coming to you all week as we get ready for a big game on Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. Kickoff for that one is at noon Central Time. Catch the game on the Vikings Radio Network, of course, where our friends Paul Allen, Pete Bursich, Greg Coleman, and Ben Lieber will have the call.